This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has endorsed what he said was the latest Israeli offer of a ceasefire deal. Details from VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
It's time for this war to end.
From the White House, President Joe Biden laid out a three-phase ceasefire plan that he says Israel has agreed to.
Israel's made their proposal. Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
Phase one calls for a six-week temporary pause in fighting. During phase two, Israeli forces would withdraw completely from Gaza in exchange for the release of all remaining hostages. In the third and final phase, Gaza reconstruction would begin and the remains of all deceased hostages returned. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Friday, as a British and U.S. strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen late Thursday were conducted in self-defense.
The RAF successfully conducted a fifth set of strikes against Houthi military Yemen. Alongside the U.S., these strikes were conducted to further degrade the military capabilities of the Houthis and to prevent further attacks on international shipping.
Houthi television on Friday said 16 people had been killed, 35 wounded in U.S. and British strikes in Yemen. The outlet reported the strikes targeted a radio building. The United Nations Security Council voted unanimously to end the U.N. political mission in Iraq, established in 2003, after the United States-led invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein to coordinate post-conflict humanitarian reconstruction efforts and to help restore a representative government in the country. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Ukraine will be able to use some weapons provided by U.S. and Germany to strike targets on Russian soil.
Kyiv had been frustrated with restrictions on using Western weapons as Russia started hammering the Kharkiv border region from its own land. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine asked to use the weapons to target those troops in self-defense.
That went right to the president, and as you've heard, he's approved the use of our weapons for that purpose.
Germany is also on board. Kyiv's reaction?
I want to see in practice what will be.
Moscow is furious, with Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying it shows just how deeply the U.S. is involved in the war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on Donald Trump's possible prison time now that he has been convicted.
Cy Vance Jr., who was the Democratic Manhattan DA before Alvin Bragg and investigated Donald Trump but did not bring charges, says he doesn't think it's likely the former president will be sentenced to prison time.
The crimes don't require it.
And because of the political theater.
To sentence Donald Trump to jail when he's essentially going to be the Republican candidate for president and may well be president, presents more troubles and difficulties than it's actually worth.
Trump's sentencing is set for July 11th. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a gun incident involving the British ambassador to Mexico.
The British Foreign Ministry has apparently removed its ambassador to Mexico, John Benjamin, following controversy generated by video in which he jokes while pointing a high-powered rifle at staff inside a vehicle. The United Kingdom's government website on Friday described the seasoned diplomat as being its ambassador to Mexico in the past tense, though no details were given. The website says Benjamin served as ambassador to Mexico from 2021 to 2024, with no further details. A government statement to the Associated Press says appropriate action has been taken. I'm Norman Hall.
Federal officials are looking into yet another close call between planes, this one at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. An American Airlines plane had to cancel its takeoff to avoid colliding with another plane that was landing on an intersecting runway. Federal Aviation Administration says it's investigating the incident. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.